All right, so through the course of the last couple of years when we've been doing fun with country music, we have heard our fair share of absolutely terrible lyrics. And it's kind of why we started doing it. Just, you know, it's funny hearing all the stereotypes mentioned in all the songs, especially in the heyday, the peak of bro country, which is probably about 18 months ago. And, you know, the amount of critters and times that they're trying to shoehorn in biscuits and every little...
It's all of it.
Southern,
boots, truck, girl,
yeah,
shotgun, creek,
fishing,
fish.
But just, you know, hearing some of the subtleties surrounding all those stereotypes have just been hilarious. But
it's kind of run its course, if you ask me.
Yeah, it has.
That formula that they've tried to adhere to for the last 2 years, it's just gotten to the point. It's like, I think even people that like that music are sick of hearing the word truck and girl.
I think it's more, you're probably right, but I bet you the artists are, they're finally getting
they're
the backlash.
They're sick of it too, but it's all same, same, everything.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Right. They're like, okay, can we do anything else? Can we move on from this, please? And you know what? I bet it's hard for those guys.
Yeah.
I bet it's really difficult. And that,
man, those guys have to deliver hits just like anybody else.
Yeah, they do, and some of them don't
they're just,
know.
They're sausage machines, man. That's all that all in that most of Nashville is just churn out.
And I guess most of those guys don't write their own stuff anyway.
No, they don't. They don't write any of it.
Does Luke Bryan not write any
of
that?
No.
Are you sure?
Man, there is no way. There is no
I feel like
effing
he
way.
Might, just because it's really all the same thing. And you know he, and as we'll get, I'll get told
well,
every time
write
we
for him, knowing that that's his
right
shtick.
Hey man, Luke Bryan did grow up on a farm, so
hey, he's real good at hunting and stuff.
Right, they'll always bring that up.
Yeah,
but anyway, you found a song with a lyric that it wins. It's the winners.
This wins. Life, because I discovered this tune a couple of years back when I was out in Roswell or Ruidoso cutting the new Calhoun record with the fellas, and this got brought up and played in the car, and I can't tell you how much cry laughing was going on at the false sentiment of this song. And it's 6 years old. This came out in 2011. This guy's name is Rodney Atkins, and I've never heard this song before until then. I've just been kind of holding on to it because it didn't really fit the bro country stereotype profile
right.
lyrics that we've been kind of doing for the last couple of years.
By the way, is he a big hit guy, Rodney Atkins?
I don't know Rodney Atkins. I know Trace Atkins.
And Chet.
And Chet.
Are you familiar?
I've heard that name before.
I feel like
and
there's,
The Diet. I know that one.
I feel like there's so many Atkins and Rodneys mm-hmm. that... Maybe I'm mixing him up with somebody.
Well, anyway, this is a song about a father and how his son mimics him. And it's really cute and cheesy and terrible. And it's just so aimed at, you know who it's aimed at. I don't want to insult anybody, but you know who they are.
Sure, sure.
But let's take a listen to, from 2011, Rodney Atkins with... Watching you.
Now, wait, before you play it, is there one line in particular that steals the show? Because that's when I heard it for the first time. I'm like, oh my God, dude. The one line is the greatest.
Pretty much there's one line that really does it for me, and it has to do with fast food.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's party.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone.
At that point.
By the way, I think this is from like the mid-aughts or early aughts, because I heard this in high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, this video was published in 11. I couldn't stop dying. And it's just that earnest delivery. No, he couldn't have his toy till his nuggets were gone. I mean, how are you in the studio singing that lyric going, man, I really mean this?
I don't know.
in his booster seat. Let's listen one more time.
Has the lyric Happy Meal ever been in a song?
No.
It has now.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat. Knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap.
And he's serious.
Yes, I know.
Orange
I know
drink.
Is.
Why are you giving your kid orange drink? Why so first of all, the video, I'm playing this off of YouTube, and the video, guess what the video's doing? Acting out everything perfectly. The kid hits a bump, and there's like 1,000 French fries that just go flying out of this Jeep.
Wait. Back that up again. I want to hear that second stanza after after the nugget
when
thing.
His booster seat. No, we're gone.
There we go.
A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap.
Here we go.
Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that?
Here we go.
He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food to grow as tall as you are.
My favorite part. Has the word food ever been in a song? And listen how strident and meaningful he says the word food. It's like, and eat all my food.
Son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I want to be like you and eat all my food.
Food.
As you are.
Food.
I want to eat all my food.
Cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah,
no, we don't like camo pants.
We, Dad, I want to do everything you do. So I've been watching.
Do you think that in Highway 61 Revisited that
we got back home,
unlike the scratch notepads that Dylan had, that the words nuggets,
food,
fries,
orange drink, and food.
Food.
And buckaroo.
When he was compiling Tombstone Blues.
Yeah, that any of those made the cut. God, man.
Wouldn't bet on it. It's just real. Y'all don't get it.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's real.
I know.
Yeah, it's real life, man. Come on.
Spilled their french fries in their car.
I don't even really need to go on unless you want to. The next verse is about how he catches his son praying. And
no,
it really touches him.
No, I don't want to hear that. I'm
but
fine.
But yeah, that's the main part. I just had to get that to the people.
No, it's...
This is a public service. You needed to hear that. That the guy worked in nuggets, Happy Meal, orange drink, and eat all my food.
Fries.
Food.
Fries.
Yeah.
And food. Well, I'm sure McDonald's is happy. My God, man.
Can you eat fruit?
Yes. Trifecta?
Anytime you want, Mike. That's a question you don't have to ask. All right, so Rodney Adkins, and it's called...
I mean, he could have worked in the Dairy Queen angle and went with Fun Bunch lunch.
God, when's that? That's from like 1986.
And a blizzard would have never spilled everywhere.
No. That's right, because you can turn
That's
those
right.
upside down when you hand them out the winder.
What's the song called?
Watching You by Rodney Adkins. Need all my food. God.
Be sure to listen to his other hit, Cleaning This Gun.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Well, it's a shame it didn't suddenly go off.
All right.
Man.
You got one?
That's hardcore.
Was that it?
Dude, it's 6:12.
Oh, man. Oh, we'll say that it's the new Toby Keith, right?
Yeah.
We do it next week?
Of course.
All right.